From Washington, this is VOA News. Otto Wambier, the American college student detained in North Korea for nearly a year and a half, has died. His family made the announcement Monday afternoon. Wambier was returned to the United States last week in a coma. Doctors said the 22-year-old had suffered severe brain damage while in North Korea, but that it was not clear what caused it. North Korea said Wambier fell into a coma soon after he was sentenced in March of last year for stealing a political poster from a North Korean hotel. But the Wambier family heatedly disputed the claim, saying the pariah regime had brutalized Otto. In its statement to Monday, it said, "Unfortunately, the awful, torturous treatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experience today." President Trump on Monday said in a written statement, "There is nothing more tragic for a parent than to lose a child in the prime of life. The death deepens the president's determination to prevent future tragedies at the hands of regimes that do not respect the rule of law or basic human decency." A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was injured in the crash. Officials called it a deliberate attack. The 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. A bomb squad has secured the scene, and a Kalashnikov rifle, handguns, and gas bottles were found in the car. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The United